1, 2, 3, 4.
Song Salad.
With Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're
Shannon and Scott!
Oh. Just very different directions on that one.
Yeah, we're really... we're on divergent paths today.
We are. But that doesn't mean we're not going to create a tasty salad for you.
Mmm, delicious.
Mmm. I was going to keep going with salad stuff, but no one wants to hear that.
No, no one wants to hear it. We got a new review.
Hey!
Thank you so much, Song Salad Fan.
I like to think that that was their username before they knew about us.
Yeah, and now Destiny.
Destiny.
The stars crossed, and we finally found each other. Yeah, thank you for your review. 5 stars. Please rate and review us, and you can subscribe on iTunes. We're there at Song Salad. You can listen on SoundCloud, and you can find us on Twitter at Song Salad Cast.
We appreciate everyone listening to our little bonus track last week, too, of the backwards version of Do the Venasco.
Mm-hmm. Did you catch it? Did you catch the Ayn Rand?
It was really subtle.
Yeah, very subtle. The backwards vuvuzela sounded exactly like the frontwards vuvuzela.
That's something I learned.
Anyway, what's a song salad, Scott?
Song Salad is a short song that we write using a random topic from the Wikipedia random article button and a random genre of music chosen from moodfuse.com.
And we do it really quickly, and we do it for you.
For your ear holes.
For your ear holes. Song salads for your ear holes.
We'd also like to thank the Hamilcast for shouting us out. Definitely listen to their podcast if you're a fan of Hamilton the Musical, or if you don't know anything about Hamilton the Musical and want to learn, check it out.
Yeah.
Should we go to Mood Fuse and spin the salad spinner?
Yeah, let's spin the salad spinner and find out what our style of music is today. And apparently... we have some special sound effects.
We do. Our dedicated listener, Josh, suggested that the salad spinner today sound like us taking a spin class. So let's spin the salad spinner. Oh, God. My heart.
Ooh.
Blues.
Blues
is our genre today.
Cool.
Blues is a musical form and genre that originated in African-American communities in the Deep South of the United States around the end of the 19th century. It developed from roots in African-American work songs combined with European-American folk music. So it incorporated spirituals, work songs, field music, shouts and chants, and rhymed simple narrative ballads.
Cool. I can do that.
Definitely ubiquitous in jazz, rhythm and blues, and rock and roll, and characterized by call and response, the blues scale, and specific chord progressions, of which the 12-bar blues is the most common.
Oh, boy.
How much of that do you know about?
I know what call and response is, which is like the band leader will sing something or play something, and then other parts of the band will echo it.
Yeah. It's basically like if I went, yeah, you would go.
Yeah.
And I go, yo ho.
Yo.
And then we'd be pirates. Yo ho.
Yo.
Blues pirates.
Cool. But I don't know what a blues scale is, and I obviously don't know what the specific chord progressions are.
A blues scale is this. So it's only 8 notes rather than 12 notes like in a chromatic scale.
And what's like different about it? Like what's...
Wait, I was just wrong. It's not 8 notes. It's 6 notes. I can't count.
Yeah, I know.
So it's the root of the chord,
uh-huh.
Then the minor third,
mm-hmm.
Then the fourth, the sharp four, the fifth, the flat seven, and then back up to the root at the top of the octave.
Cool.
That's the blues scale. The 12-bar blues is usually the 1-4-5-1 progression. Like, I think I used the same progression in our swing song.
Okay.
And a lot of jazz forms use that same thing. So that's the 1 chord, the 4 chord, the 5 chord, and then the 1 chord. Yeah. So blues uses those.
Awesome.
Oh, blue notes. Often thirds or fifths, which are flatter in pitch than other musical styles. So when I was playing the scale, you heard like the 1 and then the flat 3.
Mm-hmm.
That's like if I was playing in the major,
mm-hmm.
and then put the flat 3 in there. That's like the blues note.
Is that like a brown note?
A brown note makes you poop.
Can you
and
play
a blue note does not.
Can you play a brown note?
That's the closest I can get.
Sorry, everybody. Did you all poop on your morning commute? Sorry.
Poop on your commute.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, my God.
That's blues in a nutshell. I think, you know, blues has a very long history, starting, like we said, in the 19th century and continuing to today in different forms. I think, depending on our topic, we might want to choose a specific era of blues music and get into more details of what types of instruments were used and all of that.
Okay. I also see that the structure is an AAB pattern. It doesn't necessarily apply to the rhyming at the end of the line the way you would usually talk about a structure like that. It's just the structure of the line. So two lines are the same. The third line is different. All gotcha. Three of them rhyme.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Let's get an example song.
Yeah.
So here's an example blues song. The Mississippi Delta Blues, performed by Muddy Waters.
Well, now getting late over in the evening, I feel like blowing my horn. When I woke up this morning, all I had was gone. Now getting late over in the evening, man, now I feel like blowing my horn. Well, now woke up this morning, all I had was gone.
Yeah, blues.
Well, I'm so sad.
From the blues?
Yeah.
Kraft macaroni and cheese?
Oh boy, that was so 90s of you.
I know.
So more stuff about the AAB song form. The first two lines are often the same or very similar, and they often ask a question that is answered in the third line. So A and A are the first two lines, and then B is the answer. So that's also sometimes considered part of the call and response. There also aren't really choruses or refrains in the blues song as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
The B part of the AAB structure, so the little kind of answer part, is usually considered the hook or the refrain.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not going to be like a completely separate chorus in right. the song necessarily. Thematically speaking, blues lyrics were about struggle and hardship, whether that was struggling with work or injustice, as in the case of how this evolved out of slave spirituals and traditional African music, or later relationships, violence, family, spiritual beliefs. So really it was a way to express a difficult time. And expression was really the key to blues music. So individual artists were encouraged to change the way they delivered the song depending on how they felt. And from one musician to another, there wasn't necessarily a bunch of like copyright disputes of that's my song, because every blues musician was singing it differently and interpreting it differently. And that was considered their kind of like own expression of the song. So it was a cool. highly emotional and expressive form. And the personal was definitely used as a way to communicate personally with the audience, as opposed to trying to do it standardly the same way every time.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's cool.
Should we get our topic?
Yeah, let's get our topic. Let's find out what we're going to be sad about.
I hope it's something happy. All right, back to our spin class.
Oh, boy.
My leg.
Ugh,
my leg.
I can't make it. I can't make it.
Oh, God.
I fell off the bike. This is kind of great.
Interesting. The wedding of Gustav III and Sophia Magdalena.
Oh, man. I have a feeling that he took her girl.
It was not a happy wedding.
Yeah, or that like the speaker in the song will have wanted to marry Sophia Magdalena.
I guess so. Let's find out the details.
Prince Gustav, later Gustav III of Sweden, married Sophia Magdalena of Denmark on November 4th, 1766. They were 20 years old when they got married, but they had been engaged since 1751 when they were only 5 years old.
Wow. I would have the blues.
The Annunciation was celebrated with festivities at both courts in Sweden and Denmark, and the public greeted the news with ovations. Behind the engagement were hopes that making the bonds between Sweden and Denmark stronger would put some disagreements to an end. The wedding took place in the Royal Chapel, and after the wedding ceremony at 10 at night, the newlyweds had supper in the Hall of State, followed by dancing.
When the dancing was over, the princess was escorted to her chambers where she was denuded by the queen and the prince's sister. At the same time, Gustav was dressed in his knight's robes. Like, N-I-G-H-T-S.
Yeah, so his knighty.
He was then escorted to the princess by his father, the king, his brothers, and many more.
Oh, God. Things were so weird back then.
Well,
so imagine getting married, and then your sister-in-law and your mother undress you, and they're like, wait here. And then your husband comes walking down the hall in a nightgown with his brothers and father.
Wow. Very interesting.
And it's like, what's up? We're going to do this? So did you see the wedding costumes that are on display? So Sophia Magdalena looks like a love seat.
It is the widest dress I've ever seen.
It looks like if someone took the back of a couch, the back of like a brocade couch,
mm-hmm.
and then put a bodice on top of it in the middle. Like, that's what this woman's dress looked like. Like, it's not like puffy, like full in the back.
No.
It's just wide from side to side. Like, you literally couldn't walk next to a person. Like, the person would have to be like 3 feet away from you to walk next to you because of how big the dress is on either side. But I guess that was cool. I don't know.
I guess it makes you look like you have nice big hips.
You were just your own furniture. How would you sit? How would you dance?
I guess just front to front.
Front to front.
Couldn't walk around anyone. You just had to stay exactly front to front.
I imagine like the halls of the palace would have to be so wide to accommodate all of these women in their giant couch dresses walking past each other.
Well, I imagine being the bride, she probably had the widest couch dress.
Yeah, probably. You would think. Otherwise, or what if like someone showed up and it was like Anna showed up and did you see how wide her dress was? Ugh, trying to show up the bride.
She couldn't even fit through the door. It was madness.
Drama, drama. Okay, cool. So I think this like pretty obviously and wonderfully ties into subject of blues songs, which are like my girl left me, or like my woman is getting married to someone else.
Right.
So
is the blues song going to be the whoever the guy that loves her is upset because she's been engaged since she was 5 years old?
Yeah, probably. Like the whole just futility of it is pretty depressing.
It's pretty sad.
Also, this is like kind of interesting. A first wedding ceremony had taken place between the princess and a deputy groom, according to tradition, in Christiansborg Palace Church in the beginning of October. So before she married Gustav, she was married to, it sounds like a proxy of Gustav. This is almost like a legal act where the terms had been agreed between the royal families were confirmed.
Huh.
So it was kind of like a dummy marriage to see like, okay, like, yeah, we're really doing this.
Right. So maybe you have to get married to this guy with the same terms. And if you don't follow through, then you're going to be stuck with this deputy dude and not get to marry the real groom.
I don't know. Like, I'm going to look up what deputy groom is. But wouldn't it be fun if the song was from his perspective? Like he had to like fake marry her and then he fell in love with her.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to look up deputy groom and see what I can find about
that. Cool. I'm going to start building my blues ensemble.
Cool.
So I'm going to keep it simple with my blues group and just do piano, guitar, bass, and drums. I'm going to do a bluesy electric guitar like B.B. King would play. I'm going to do an upright bass and a simple acoustic drum set, acoustic piano. And then the soulful personal voice of the blues singer.
Well, I couldn't find any information about deputy grooms.
Mm-hmm.
I tried Googling all different kinds of ways to see if there were any other mentions of someone marrying a deputy groom in like a royal or state wedding. But I did find a YouTube video of a Danish groom getting his sock cut off at his own wedding reception.
What?
A bunch of people, apparently there is a Danish wedding tradition of the couple, while the couple is dancing, the bride and groom are dancing, a bunch of people, looks like all men, rush him, lift him up, rip his shoe off, and then cut the toe off his sock.
Do you know what that represents?
I prefer not to.
All right, we'll keep it a mystery.
But I still think that for the purposes of this song, I'm going to pretend like the deputy groom, like this was like a, I don't know, like almost like a practice marriage or something.
Sure.
Where they could get together and agree on all the terms of the real marriage. And I'm going to write it from the perspective of the guy who was fake married to her for like a month.
Wow.
But didn't get to be with her.
That's great. And I think we should stick to the standard classic blues structure, the AAB form and the 12-bar blues.
Great.
So let's get writing.
Yep. Okay. So it's three verses. All right, I'll just start. Remember, from the perspective of the deputy groom.
Great.
It was just a job. I didn't know how I would feel. Oh, it was just a job. Didn't know how I would feel. Did my duty to my country. Now I got a raw deal. She was so lovely, had a body like a couch. Yes, Sophia was so lovely, had that body like a couch. It was just a formality, but our marriage meant so much. Not much rhymes with couch.
Couched and much?
Yeah.
Yeah, it works.
But it's like, but like otherwise it's like pouch, crouch, right. Ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now she's off with Gustav, her real husband from the start. Went back to Sweden with Gustav, her real husband from the start. But where, oh, where can I find another couch to give my heart?
Oh.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Poor guy.
Does he have a name?
Not Gustav. Fake Gustav.
Fake Gustav.
Fake Gustav, Mrs. Sophia, and her couch dress.
Fake Gustav's lament?
Yeah.
Is that what we should call this?
Yes. Perfect. Fake Gustav's lament. A blues awesome. Song. By Shannon and Scott.
It was just a job. I didn't know how I would feel. Oh, it was just a job. Didn't know how I would feel. Did my duty to my country. Now I got a raw deal. Oh, she was so lovely. Had a body like a couch. Like a couch. Yes, Sophia was so lovely. Had that body like a couch. What rhymes with couch? It was just a formality, but our marriage meant so much. I mean much. Now she's off with Gustav, a real husband from the start. Went back to Sweden with Gustav, a real husband from the start. Oh, but where, oh, where, oh, where can I find another couch to give my heart? I love you like a couch, baby.
Love you like a couch, baby.
That was like a whole song.
I know.
We wrote a whole song.
Well, it's easy when it's a very repetitive form.
Yeah.
And the slow tempo.
True, true. I'm really pleased with how well the topic and the genre worked out today.
I know. We had gone off the rails a little bit the past couple weeks, but
to
back on track.
To say the least.
It was no Fjords of Greenland.
No.
But,
so what did you learn today, Scott?
I thought the history of that wedding is pretty interesting. And I'm sure that's not uncommon in royal weddings, that people have been engaged since they're 5 years old and then have a very, you know, kind of stiff and formal wedding
in the 20s. I mean, marriage was originally in order to pass wealth around and make alliances between families, and it really had very little to do with love and affection.
So nothing's changed.
Don't let your fiance hear you say that. I learned that Danish people cut their socks off the groom at the wedding.
Yeah, maybe we should do that at our wedding, Megan. What do you think?
I can predict how she will.
We're going to have the bouquet tossed and the sock cut.
The sock shearing. The traditional sock shearing. Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for eating our salad.
Sounds really bad.
Yeah, it does.
Nice bluesy salad. Little blues cheese dressing.
Blues cheese dressing.
I
love it.
Well, until next time.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're Shannon and Scott.
Shannon and Scott.
Like a couch.
One, two,
three, bye.
Four.
Thank you.